Hey, Justin, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, sure. What you got?
What do you think about,
No, I saw it last week.
Oh, what about,
Not again.
Oh. How about this?
Wait. You want me to watch what?
So, what did you think of Eulogy?
I liked it. I liked it.
I'm glad you did, because it is easily one of my favorite bad movies. Because
I wouldn't necessarily call it a bad movie, but yeah, I can see that.
Well, the critics certainly thought so. It's got like a 33% on Rotten Tomatoes. But my favorite bit of trivia about this is that it was made on a budget of like $6.5 million. Its box office was less than 90,000. So,
okay.
I'm the only one who liked this movie besides yourself now.
Yes,
everyone else watched it and then walked out going, "Son of a gun, they got me again." So, for those of you who are just tuning in and aren't aware of what's going on, the movie we watched is Eulogy, which has kind of this indie vibe. It's a 2004 comedy / drama, I guess. And
More comedy.
More comedy. It's a Zooey Deschanel picture with also Ray Romano and Hank Azaria, Rip Torn. You know, there's two, Deborah Winger. There are too many like good there are too many good actors in this for what it became. Piper Laurie, and I know that I'm missing somebody, I'm missing a bunch of somebodies, but we'll just Famke Janssen. That's it. Is
there
that how
go.
Her name's pronounced? Famke? Famke?
Famke.
Famke? Fanta Jackson?
Jean Grey from the original X-Men movies.
There you go. So what it is that it opens with Zooey Deschanel's character, Kate, walking up to a house and saying that to the lady who answers, "You don't know me, but I've got a story to tell." And then she tells the story of her grandfather's death, and all the family finds out, and it's a messy family. It's a nice, realistic, messy family. In that all of them are nuts. It's unrealistic to the degree that they all are nuts.
It's exaggerated nuts, but only just.
Only just. And so we see all of these different family members and how they're finding out, you know, they all get phone calls and so forth. But they all show up at the family house, you know, all at the house. And that's when things just ramp up to stupid nuts. Because you've got Ray Romano, and I don't even remember their characters' names because they're just... Ray Romano, who's got his two sons, and they're all so nuts that they even managed to drive, you know, mother/wife away with their rudeness.
And they're like overly hormonal.
Overly hormonal. Kate's dad, who is an obscure foreign film actor, i.e. he works in foreign porn, but not as one of the actors performing.
No, he's the guy that you see in the background responding to said porn.
He's the guy giving the towels to the actress, you know, in the scene. Then you've got the two sisters, you know, the overbearing one and then the gay one, because it's the early 2000s and apparently, you know, that was a big deal. And the family dinner just goes south when the Lucy, I think is the name of the sister. Anyway, when she announces that she and her partner are going to get married, and I don't even know how to tell you what the plot is. I mean, I guess the central plot is that Kate, Zooey Deschanel, is tasked with giving the eulogy for her grandfather's funeral. But she doesn't know what to say, and anytime she goes and asks somebody what to say, she gets bad advice from crazy, kooky people.
Yeah, it's like she has very fond memories of her grandpa, but when she goes to talk to her dad and aunts and uncles, it's a completely different story.
Completely. And so the things get so nuts here. A bit of a trigger warning, I guess, because we see a couple of attempts by the mom, the
grandma,
spouse of the deceased. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spouse of the deceased. At one point, we don't see her attempt there, but we see the aftermath when she takes too many pills. And then later when she's getting out of the hospital and they're driving home, she jumps out of the moving vehicle, which has got to be one of the funniest scenes in the thing, which is weird to say.
Well, let's put it into some context.
Oh, let's.
during a subplot to this movie for Zooey Deschanel is she meets up with her old
boyfriend.
Well, they never really hooked up. Well,
that's right. They were just friends.
They were like best friends, and it started to blossom, and then something very awkward happened. So she she ran off and moved away, and when she, you know, coming back home, she's trying to rekindle that friendship, but it also rekindles those, you know, those feelings. Mm-hmm. So throughout the movie, while trying to write the eulogy and regain her friendship, that love is also starting to blossom, and they attempt to try and consummate that with, you know, making out and whatever, which always is interrupted by something. And in this particular instance, grandma jumping out of the moving vehicle, crazy random happenstance, headed straight towards them.
Yeah. Yeah. So over the thing, I mean, there's people who show up in the rooms, there's falling out of a treehouse, you know, stuff. So,
yeah.
Skipping over a whole bunch of other stuff because it's a meandering film. There's a reason why this movie doesn't do well. It meanders, it's slow. There are moments that are really, really funny, and they're, you know, those are punctuations for a whole lot of lull in between. It does not help that most of the folks in this are not really likable.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Ray Romano,
mm-hmm.
and his character in this movie did not help that.
No. I mean, I have yet to see him be any character other than Everybody Loves Raymond.
Well, this wasn't Everybody Loves Raymond. This was worse than Raymond.
Well, okay. So it's Raymond to 11, but whiny,
yes.
Passive, not very, you know, not very forward about much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we'll spoil the punchline because as much as I like it, I don't know that anybody else should really watch it. I have Justin watch it because, well, he's committed.
That's what we do.
He's committed to these things.
There's a contract in place, apparently.
After the funeral, they go to the will reading, and it's revealed that the grandfather had not one family, but three, and those families didn't know about each other. He was in mm-hmm. debt, quote, up to his prostate, and, end quote, and Zooey Deschanel's character is tasked with finding and telling the other two families. So then go on to the movie's end, where she's finishing up telling this old lady, and the grand punchline of the movie is, I don't know. I had no idea about any of this. My neighbor's going to be so shocked because she told the wrong person the whole time.
Yep. Yep.
So I like it. I like it despite myself. You know?
I liked it too. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna mince words. It did drag on at points, but there were some moments where I'm just like, okay, that was funny.
Yeah, there are good funny moments in it, and there's oddities, and there's, you know, it's an imperfect movie. Speaking of which, I've got another imperfect movie that I think I want to have you watch, but that'll have to wait because I think next time it's your turn, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think I've got something that will pair nicely with this.
I look forward to it.
All right.